Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Still the number one question walking into the season. And as I said, if you're just jumping in, do you think for you the question has changed? Is the question still the offensive line or has it moved to somewhere else? I will still say offensive line, Clint, but I don't know if I would say it's not widened. I feel better about it.
About the O-line?
Yeah. I feel obviously we have not seen them really hit them in pads yet. We'll see that coming up at training camp. But seeing the positions come together, seeing them out there and seeing that they seem to have a pretty good feel of the guys they want on up front. It seems to be like a six-man battle right now that they've got it narrowed down to. I feel better about the offensive line situation. I feel a good amount better than walking into it.
Well, I don't.
But feel I still think it's the number one question.
Though. Yeah, I agree with that. I don't feel better. I don't feel better necessarily about the players. I feel better about the approach. To me, that's the one thing that we can take is the messaging that's coming from the front office and from the new coach. I think is a real one. I mean, they're demanding physicality. D'Amico's watching them like a hawk, and then it seems like the smoke and mirrors of, well, we just want to get our best five guys out there. No matter what that, we got a bunch of guys that have position flexibility, and we just want to get our best five guys. It seems like that approach was going to scare the hell out of me. It seems like the only guy that's moving seems to be Juice Scruggs. And so I'm A-okay with that. So I do feel better about that.
Yeah.
But I still haven't, like, I've seen enough from the two young wide receivers to go, yeah, it's going to be really, barring injury, it's going to be really difficult for one, if not both of these guys to make plays for the Texans. I still don't know if these guys they brought in the O-line can play.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's fair. I didn't have, like, Christian Kirk and Nico made me feel pretty good. Now it was going to be, what do they do? So John Metchie and company are not the next wave. And now they've created the next wave with what they've done in the draft. And, yeah, you got to feel pretty good about that. I thought for myself, Clint, I'm not even really going to feel anything until we get to training camp, until we get to preseason games, until we start to actually see them on the field. Tytus Howard, I feel a lot better about him and the movement of where he's going there. You spoke of Juice Scruggs. We talked about it before. I do like the thought of that. It doesn't seem like it's a, boy, where you're drafted, how much you're getting paid type of deal, that makes a huge amount of it. It looks like they are trying to find the right crew
yeah.
together. So I didn't think after OTAs and mandatory minicamp that they would get me into a space where I'm like, you know what? I feel better about this group. Yeah. But
well, I tell you where I do feel better about the guys, the players, is the depth. Like you just mentioned Juice, and let's just for now, it's either going to be Patterson or Andrews. But you're three deep at center is Anderson, Patterson, and Juice. Juice is going to be your immediate guard off the pine.
Yep.
So, I mean, you're talking about, you know, you're two guard injuries away from being down to guys like Michael Dieter, and Dietz ended up doing a good job. But Michael Dieter, what was the guy's last name? It was a fullback in Washington before he came here.
Yeah, Green.
Green or Kenyon Green or, you know, Kendrick or Green. Like, those guys were one snap away from playing, really, the whole time that they were active
here. And they were playing.
Yeah. And they were playing, right? So, yeah, I think you're better on this. I don't think there's any doubt you're going to be better on the starting front. And then I like the play at depth. Again, you got guys that are guards that would fill in at guard. You got guys that are center that are going to fill in at center. And it's not this best offensive lineman, best player is just going to move around and play kind of deal. You got at the tackle position right now, you got an old Wiley veteran. I always forget the guy's name. Cam would be the starter. What's the guy from New England?
Trent Brown. I got you.
And then you've got obviously Ariante Ursary, who's a wild card, who might be a starter, who might be a backup. But you've got legit depth at every single position. That's not anymore this. Oh well, boy, if somebody gets hurt, we're going to shift this guy here and that guy there. And this is it's legitimate depth chart. It seems like anyway.
That's a fair point. I haven't really looked. I have really concentrated more on the front line, and maybe the front line didn't grow to the space I thought it would after the season ended. I thought they'd be a little bit more aggressive, but the overall depth is better. Yeah. Like, you know, Trent Brown coming in, it's real depth.
Yeah. Right. I mean, it's real depth. It's not like it's patchwork that the last second they're trading for Kendrick Green to bring him in here. Yeah. And truth be told, it was an admirable effort. He was damn sure giving everything he got. But if you're down to that, man, you're outmanned. Yeah. You're not going to be outmanned.
That's not the fix.
If Juice Scruggs has a play, you're not going to be outmanned if Jarrett Patterson is the guy. Now you get beyond them, we'll see. I don't think you're going to be outmanned if Ursary or Trent Brown or Cam Robinson or Blake Fisher, whoever your tackles in them, you're not going to be outmanned. Right, it's going to take several injuries for this offensive line to get in the position that it was in last year, where really the last 2 years, where you got guys going in, and you're just like, we don't even know what position this guy plays.
Yeah, yeah, where to a place where your tackle had to move.
Yeah.
You know, inside at the guard position. Speaking of Titus Howard, Titus talked about the feel that the offensive line, when he sat down with Aaron Wilson, talked about the feel of how he thinks the offensive line for the Texans is being viewed.
Yeah, I mean, we got a chip on our shoulder, and people underestimate what we're going to be this year, but, you know, that's their problem. When that first game come and we come out that ball and hit them in the mouth, they're going to be like, oh, these guys for real.
Changes the narrative.
We've been putting that work in right now, and we're going to continue to put that work in training camp, and every day ain't going to be perfect. But I'm telling you, when that game one come, and they see what the Texans offensive line is about, we're going to be ready.
All right, when you hear underestimated, like, to me, it's like, all right,
that's what it is for me. Man. I'm sorry.
When you hear
because they were a joke until proven otherwise, I don't even need to hear that, dude.
But when you hear it though, Tyler, that means there's a certain level that they think that they should feel like they should be viewed as. And for me, Clint, it's just like I honestly got to look at them, and my approach and expectation is you all just have to be average. Like you'd love it for it to be more. But that group up front, when I look at it, I don't know if they have Pro Bowlers up there. I don't know if they have, you know, great players. But can they be a group that works together and understands what they need to do and just at least be average? And to me, I think that's a fair way to view them. And if you look at them like that, I don't think that's underestimated.
Well, I think that expectation is real. I think that goal, setting that goal is realistic. They can achieve that. I'll say everything that was so wrong with the Texans offense last year, all the replacements, the OC, the O-line coach, the new offensive line, Titus Howard at guard, you know, Cam Robinson at tackle, you know, what all these different moves, if all of it together in their own right, if you're just average, CJ Stroud, Nico Collins, yeah, Joe Mixon, these cats can do work. Yeah. CJ Stroud can take an average group and make them really, really good.
We're working with Clint that, here.
There have been a lot of good football teams whose offensive line.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Reach the average space, and they've done. Yep. They've done big.
No
things.
Question. And I think CJ Stroud is that caliber player where you give him average protection, an average run game, and he's going to take the he'll take the offense to the next level. What the next level is, I don't know exactly what that is, but he will make plays. He'll make do. He'll make smart decisions. He'll make big time throws in big moments, like Tampa Bay 2 years ago. He'll go out there and strike down the field and give you a chance to win ball games. But you just can't have the guy guessing. You can't have the guy not knowing where pressure's coming. You can't have the opponent knowing critical moments. All we got to do is heat this guy up and we'll get home. No question about it. We'll get home.
Yeah.
That can't be the case. You put average around CJ Stroud, Nico Collins, and Joe Mixon.
I was going to say the running game. Those guys, they and Joe did it a lot last year. And I think if Nick Chubb is who he is, they can work through and make offensive line look better.
No question.
They can get yards in a way that maybe Damian Pierce hadn't been able to do. So
no question. You put average around the stars on this offense. They can take it to the next level. I wholeheartedly believe it.
Yeah. So in the text line coming through saying everybody was panicking about the D line last year, and they were great. I'm gonna trust D'Amico. I would say the last 2 years, and I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna do this again for a third straight year. 2 years ago, you did it. You said, hey man, what about this receiving corps? It makes me a little nervous. And he was like, oh, we'll be fine. And Nico Collins and Tank Dell emerged last year.
They emerged, but what's gone on since then? Tell me, what's gone on since then?
A couple of injuries.
They traded a second-round pick for Steph Diggs.
It's really about
paid him $20-some-odd million. Dollars, and then they went out and drafted two receivers with their top three picks this year. So, I mean, clearly it was – You're right. Tank and Nico emerged in a big way. Yes.
Yeah, we thought they were weaponless, and they came through, and he was right.
Yes.
Last year, we said to him about the D-line, and he said, no, we'll be fine. Interior D-line, he said, mm-hmm. We'll be fine. I like those guys. And those guys did play a lot better than what we thought they would. And I am. When we speak to him in training camp this year, I am going to propose to him, all right, this offensive line maybe didn't come together the way that many of us thought they would.
It's and not that's probably like that.
that's the oh I mean it's a Fair question.
Damn it. We're about to enter the season where Ron starts pissing off all our guests. it's been a fun off season. Oh, but
that's what makes it fun, man. That's what makes it fun.
I mean, if you want me to ask the softballs here, that's not even one that's a tough.
No.
All right, we've done it. It's a tradition now. It's three. It'll be 3 years in a row. Hey, man, there's one spot that we're a little concerned about, man. We get your thoughts on the offensive line.
Speaking of our tradition unlike any other.
I just got the red carpet. We're wanting to get into a controversy.
Why do you have to play that ass hat?
It kind of speaks to what we're discussing here. Need you to get in the right mind frame as we approach football season.
That is a fair question with him. Your thoughts. Here, a little concerned. Right. I would say to you, Tyler, what for you as a Sicka fan, what is the number one thing Sicka that you are? What's the number one? You gyrating ass dancer to back that ass up / pony. What is the number one concern you have for this football team?
Guilty for shaking that ass. No, it's the O-line.
Yeah.
It's the offensive line. It's the, and more particular, just protecting C.J. Stroud. But yeah.
I'm not going to dance or move because you or Linda Sterner have a problem with me asking. Who did I ask? I think Lovey. She thought my question was too aggressive for Lovey.
Sometimes divorce is a good thing.
Yeah.
Hey, show.
Yeah, old Linda, she'd let him call in again.
That's pitiful.
You know the number. 735-7246.
Hadn't done something like this in a while. It makes me nervous.
I'm just kidding, Linda, man. Just enjoy your evening.
I'm going to come over there and whoop that ass.
I ain't got to worry about Linda, man. She got them grandkids. She
you don't make me come into the city?
Linda ain't coming to the city no more. She got them grandkids, right?
Are you shitting me?
Stop trapped. See, that's old Linda. That's pre.
That is. That was.
That's pre living lady right born. There. That's different.
Get the hell out of here.
It's a different one. This is a granny that'll make everything in that refrigerator that Liv asked for.
You're on thin ice, bub.
Ain't that the damn truth? Softer than granny panties.
I told my mom when she was here last, said, yeah, we're just trying to slow up here on the candy and stuff. Like, just doing candies on Friday.
Walk in, she had a Halloween bowl, didn't she?
She walked to CVS up the street and came back with bags full. It's just mine. I just wanted some. You wanted the sour airhead. You wanted this is what you wanted. Get out of here.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.